Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with the lovely Denise Conover, aka Baby Grandma. This young lady started, and I say young because she's younger than me, so everybody, you know, younger than me, young, started JLM Cleaning in Multica Hill, New Jersey, which I'm 98% sure I got wrong, way back in 2007. So as we're recording this, coming up on 15 years in business. She specializes in helping busy families gain free time to focus on things that matter most. She serves residential clients. Let's dive in, sister. So I met Denise at a live, not in person, sadly, event we did, gosh, feels like 4 or 5 months ago. And immediately, and she was on a, from my perspective, she was on a screen of, you know, we had this big screen of people that we were serving, you know, on Zoom, and there's, I don't know, 100 people up there or three, two, you know, anyway, lots of people. And I just remember her standing out. So let's go back to 2007. How'd you get in the business? How long were you cleaning? Like, just kind of walk us through the beginning up until now, if you don't mind.
Okay, no, absolutely. Well, it was 2007 and I got laid off from my corporate job like the rest of corporate America in 2007 because our location was closing.
Yeah, what were you doing? Customer relations?
I was doing outbound sales. So really? I worked for Deluxe and we sold printing and checks and whatnot. So I had high-end clients that I was in charge of working with and trying to get them to broaden their horizons on things other than just checks. Checks were kind of going by the wayside, so they were trying to sell other things.
Yeah. They might be gone by the wayside by now. All right, so you left corporate. I thought I knew Denise and I didn't. I'm learning something just like you guys are. So what, you know, you leave the corporate world, there's an infinite amount of opportunities in front of you. What made you choose cleaning?
Well, I was going to school to be a nurse, which is what I always wanted to do. And I decided this was my opportunity. They're going to, you know, I'll be able to go to college and have that paid for. So I decided that I was going to go to school. I was going to get all my prereqs out of the way and then go to the nursing program. And I started cleaning houses just to be able to make ends meet. I also was going through a divorce and had three teenagers. And at the time, my then boyfriend, now husband, also had three teenagers. And, you know, quite honestly,
situation going on here.
Yeah. And I was the cleaning lady and there was no butcher.
Yeah, you were Alice and I can't remember the mom's name, Florence Henderson, whoever her.
Right. So at any rate, I just, you know, wanted to make sure I was pulling my weight. I wasn't looking for some man to take care of me. So anyway, I started cleaning houses and then it was growing and growing. So I said, okay, I got all my prereqs done, AMP 1-2, microbiology, everything done, ready to go to nursing school. And I decided that I was going to have to go to the night program because I had too many clients and I can't clean houses late at night, but I can go to school late at night. It was going to be hard, but I'd do it. So as soon as I got done, they closed the night program. Literally the school closed down, never reopened.
Kick. Like they were so committed not taking you in. They're like, we'd rather just shut our doors and have Denise kind of in our halls.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's kind of how I took it, especially because, you know, where I went with me is I'm a person of faith. So I was like, all right, like, you know, what the heck? Seriously? Like I did all this.
What the heck was accompanied with handshaking, head tilted to the skies. Keep in mind,
yes,
many of people are listening to our podcast. We want to give people cues.
That's fine.
That, and by the way, for the record, I think you'd have made a great nurse. If I had to have a nurse, I would want a fully trained Denise helping me, not Denise as we know her. So that, I wouldn't say didn't work out. That an obstacle came up and you took that as a sign to go full-time in the cleaning business, or how'd that turn?
Well, I really took, you know, took a step back and thought about, like, why did I want to be a nurse? I wanted to help people. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm doing that now. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. I'm doing that now. Wanted to make good money. Doing that now.
I wanted to clean up poop and pee. Oh, wait, I'm doing that now.
I know. What's the difference? The toilet doesn't move and the person does, you know? Like, but the really, really key thing too was I wanted to stand out from the people that just went to their job and clocked in and out every day. And you can tell they were really just there to collect a paycheck. I wanted to stand out. I wanted to make a difference. So once I realized I was doing that now, I just, all right, let me put my all into this. And I thought putting my all into it was literally putting my all, everything, blood, sweat, and tears, and 60, 70 hours a week into it.
Quick, as you transition this next step, I don't want people to miss something you said that I think is really important, that is easy to miss. What Denise did was exactly where I like starting anyone I coach with, is I looked at the why. A lot of times we assume, you know, and I've done coaching calls with people that at the end, not only do we invite them into our program, they came to the realization, I don't think a cleaning business is for me, right? So I love that. Let me just take a step back, because I don't like the superstitious native, like, oh, the school closed, therefore I give up. Like, I do like the school closing, giving me the opportunity to go, let me ask a big question. What is it I really want out of nursing? And once you were able to get clarity on that, everything else got clear. So few people ask seriously, deeply, consider the why, and they do it so infrequently. We almost run on autopilot. And that's how you look back 20 years and go, I was clean. I got into this business for freedom and to be an entrepreneur. What happened is I cleaned for 15 years, like, because we wander from our why. So I love
did that too.
A minute. Yeah. Not that you're perfect and you do it all the time, but let's give you credit where credit's due. I love that you were able to go, I thought I wanted to be a nurse, but what I really want to do is help people and make an impact. And nursing is one way to do that, but it wasn't the only way. So I just love that, guys, gals, if you're taking notes, the clarity and the why, you get that first, it cascades down to a lot of other decisions. If you don't have that, man, you can just, you know, be climbing a ladder so fast and only to realize it's leaned up against the wrong wall and you haven't really got anywhere. So how long did it take? If you started in 2007, how long did it take you before you hired your first helper? Before it was just
It was 2011 when, like, I had friends and family, and we had 6 teenagers. So, you know, I had different people I knew helping me out, but I hired the first person that I didn't know in 2011. And
so how long did it take you to go from zero to kind of full schedule for Denise? Like, I can't really do much more without some sort of help.
Well, I was going to school for the first couple of years too. So that's, you know, there's that being
said.
So
you got full faster, because you're like, I could do more accounts, but I have school. So for me, full accounts may not be a full load. So first couple of years is like, I'm part-time. So you probably filled up.
Exactly.
Your part-time availability got filled pretty quick, but then you opened full-time availability and it sounds like that got filled pretty quick. And then you're like, sounds like you didn't feel or believe you could hire, quote unquote, a real employee. So you're just like, I have 130% the amount of work I can do. So I'll just get kids or friends or family to kind of help out, as opposed to doing it for real. So it sounds like that whole process for you is like 5 years.
It's like 2010, 2011 is when my mindset really started shifting. And I said, all right, well, you know, like, enough with these people that I know. And, you know, I need to have some, you know, hire people, other people. Now, I did have a girlfriend of mine that worked with me for, I think she was with me for like 5 or 6 years. And we were just so blessed that we didn't kill each other. And we are still friends, because we just really butted heads. But so I have to give a shout out to Mary for putting up with me for all those years. But it was 2011 when I just really started bringing people in. But the key thing here is, Mike, 2010, 2011, people were losing their houses because they weren't making money. And the blessing in this is I was hiring and I was starting a business when people were losing everything. So that's kind of key.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, the reason I'm kind of trying to pin down this timeline is it's a very common steps. And some people take 10 or 15 years to do the steps. Some people go through them in 6 months, but there's that, I want to start a cleaning company. I don't know what to do. Or sometimes I accidentally found myself owning or having a cleaning job, effectively people or friends or family or whatever. So there's that kind of, I've got a couple, you know, it's not real yet to, okay, I've got some accounts. Oftentimes that I've got some accounts to I'm fully booked happens pretty quick. And we're so in the middle of it, we don't notice it. And we can spend years just cleaning or, and then, so next, so first step is I'm trying to get accounts. Second step is I have all accounts I can help handle. Third step is I've got friends and family or like people I've kind of pressed into service that are more doing me a favor. So it's not a real, it's not a real thing, but it, you know, it allows me as opposed to 100% of what I can do 130 or 140, but not 200 because we don't really have employees. Then we typically move into getting our first employee, having a bad experience, you know, they quit, it was a family member, blah, 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 and then kind of going backwards. What between 2000, cause we only got a little bit of time, I want to make sure we get the whole story. So between 2010, 2011, we started kind of having that, like, I want to turn this from a job to a business to when we met in 2020 or early 2021, walk us through that. Like how'd that feel?
Okay. So I'll fast forward a little bit until when I actually really started seriously, like, okay, something's got to change here. Yeah. I went back and forth. I had a couple different people that were team leads. I eventually bought some vehicles, had people taking crews, a van full of people out, and they were running things, and I could never stay out of the field. And I just went back and forth, and the structure just wasn't there. And there was always something. There was drama with employees, or there was whatever the heck was going on. But what I didn't realize is that until I actually took out my calculator in October of 2019, I got serious. And I almost ran myself out of business a few times for two things, overpaying people and undercharging people. And but my heart was all in it, and I was helping people.
Set the writer down, or Denise is going to gloss over that. I'm going to poke at it. Write that down. I almost put myself out of business several times for two reasons, overpaying people, which I wouldn't say is as common, and undercharging people. That's a big, hairy deal. And people are so committed to not having what they feel might be difficult conversations, they'll literally go out of business. They'll literally work for free. So Denise said it perfectly. I got serious and I took out my calculator, right? So at the end of the day, and again, Denise mentioned she was dating a guy, now she's married. Many of you guys and gals out there are married. This is a tough enough job as it is, but we feel like the pressure of I'm working 60, 70 hours a week. I've got to be successful. I've got a bunch of employees. And then we're not willing to do the hard thinking of, am I really making money? Right. And then oftentimes we'll have a spouse who's like, hey baby, I love you and I'd like to spend time with you. And I don't really love you cheating on me with this business, but I really don't like it when you're doing it for free. And we're so committed to our baby, right? We treat these businesses like they're our babies. Mm-hmm. We don't care how they behave, right? And we'll sacrifice our actual babies, both biological children and spouses or important romantic figures in our lives. We'll sacrifice all of those at the altar of the business. And sometimes we don't even require the business pay us to do it. Is that, am I talking crazy talk to Denise, or is some of that like, yeah, you know?
No, I think it all resonates. And quite honestly, if it wasn't for my husband, if I was a single person at the time, I wouldn't have been able to keep trying because I literally was not making money. And he just was patient and just patient and patient and patient, not so patient anymore, but he was patient for all those years. And when I took out my calculator, I started looking, listening to podcasts and took out my calculator in 2019. And I was like, oh my gosh, like I haven't been making money. And he's like, that's the first time you took out your calculator? But I never allowed myself to learn how to run a business. I was cleaning. I was hanging out with people and I was cleaning stuff. And, you know, money was coming and going, but that's I didn't know how it was evening
money's
out.
Money's coming in. I must be successful. Look at all this money coming into my account. Right. And then, like you said, until you take out the calculator, we kind of do that checkbook, you know, P&L, like how much money do I have in the account? Some. We must be successful. And it's like, no. So one quick kind of public service announcement to all the owners out there that are married or have spouses or, you know, romantic people in their lives. Love Denise's husband being supportive. And it is easier said than done. A lot of times I think part of the value that I feel like I give is able to be that guy that can, you know, tell Denise something or any of our clients something and they hear it, even though their spouse is jumping up and down going, I've been screaming that at you for the last 10 years. Why won't you listen to me? And if it makes any of y'all feel all the spouses out there, my wife don't listen to me either. So your wife might listen and mine won't. So it's okay. But I just want to encourage all of you guys and gals, take the spouse into consideration, right? It's easy to take them for granted, especially when they're, Denise sounds like she's got an amazing husband, especially when they're that loving and supportive. It's easy to take them for granted, which is just not the right thing to do. All right. So we have talked so much about your story, which I'm sure a lot of people are going to resonate with. Walk us through the whirlwind of kind of activity that has happened since. Like, what have you changed? What have you tried that's worked? And what have you tried that's not worked to kind of get you out, or actually where are you at now, and kind of give us the good and the bad about how you got there in 5 minutes or less.
Okay. So I'll work backwards. So where I'm at now is I am I'm in the next level program with you, with Mike. And I really am just honing in on building a foundation for my business. I'm learning how to hire with core values, charge people appropriately, making sure that I always have money to pay people by charging the beginning of the month and not borrowing money from myself. And really, really building the foundation and building an awesome culture of people. So I have learned.
How about you cleaning? That's what I'm always interested in.
Oh, me cleaning? I don't clean. I don't clean because I committed. I joined a 3-day event with Mike in October, and I committed on October, I think it was 21st of 2020, that I was not going to clean again. And I really don't like saying something and not doing it. So I have not gone back on my word. And I realize now how important it is for anyone to have a job here at JLM. I need to be not, as my husband likes to say, with my face in the toilet. I need to be behind the desk doing things and making sure that people have work. And that's where I am now. And it has been the hardest part about it is letting go of the mindset that I have it all figured out. Because if I had it all figured out, it's 2021. I would be huge right now if I knew everything that I was supposed to be doing. So keeping an open mind, being coachable, and really honing in on the things emotionally that have held me back is really what made the difference. And I have to say, deciding that I want to be a business owner and that I'm okay with running a business, which I love now. I love the way it's working. And it's kind of like playing chess, and you just kind of have to really make sure everything's running smoothly. But what I can say is, you know, some people are totally fine just going by themselves and cleaning, and that's fine. This is what I needed to figure out what I wanted out of this. And I'm helping people in ways that I really never imagined.
So let me sum up what I thought I heard Denise say. I know a lot of you all out there are going to be frustrated going, well, what were the blocking and tackling and how did you do it? And how do you get applicants and interviews and job ads and all that sort of stuff? And we've done lots of podcasts on that. I think we just did a 5-day challenge. You can email us if you want the recordings on all the blocking and tackling. And that's really important. But having done this long enough, trust me, I'm the tactical guy. When we started, I was all about like, let's just tell you what to do and how to do it and not get into the why or the mindset or the belief or really changing the human. And it was just mildly effective. Whereas once we get people to make the shifts that he's talking about, I committed to in front of other people. So that's a writer downer. Doing this alone is difficult. It's going to be difficult no matter what. This entrepreneurship thing, there's a reason it pays so well, right? It's not an easy thing to do or be successful at. I don't say it's almost impossible to do it alone, but I don't know how to do it alone. So find a community, just like what Denise said. Had she just written in her diary and not told anybody, I'm going to stop cleaning this day, maybe she would, maybe she wouldn't. But when she said it in a group of people and committed, it happened. So commitment, coachability, right? It's so frustrating as a coach. The people that are the most successful are the most coachable. I need more. Show up. Our Millionaire Mastermind people that get plenty of me come to the next level calls or other things they don't technically need. And then the people that are like, I'm good. I got all this. They're struggling and dying. So coachability, having a community, being committed, using leverage, right? Denise is a woman of her word. She's like, I know if I commit to this group of people I care about their opinion, it's going to happen. So I guess the long story short, I'm going to say for you guys and gals is get committed and be willing to change yourself as an owner first, and then your business will naturally flow. If you try to change your business without being willing to change yourself, not only is it going to be frustrating, it's not going to be effective. So, all right, we are so long. We spent so much time. Guys, gals are like, I need more. I want to get more information, more help, more support, more whatever. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. There's a big Facebook group that'll solve the community. It's a private group, but it's totally free. There's a free masterclass. We've done over 600 podcasts. Everything you need to grow your cleaning company, growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. We'll see you there. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.